your self-esteem will be at its highest in childhood. After adolescence, it declines. Then, during adulthood, it rises again, and then declines in older age. Life experiences also contribute to these fluctuations. Maybe you feel good about your home and work life, but your relationships are a worry. Those with high self-esteem feel loved, worthy, and valued in the world. Those with low self-esteem feel less of themselves. Sometimes they might appear to be confident, but often it is merely a mask of their inner negative dialogue and issues. Masking the problem only makes things worse. Men are often the first ones to close themselves off to expressing how they feel, and older generations are particularly notorious for this. When we are surrounded by similar individuals, it breeds more of the same masking behaviors. Without addressing these mental health issues, they will impact negatively on our self-esteem. Low self-esteem can reduce quality of life in many different ways, which can all lead to a negative cycle of frustration. Here are some of the most common effects of low self-esteem. Avoiding people or situations that otherwise may have been beneficial. Fear of talking to other people. False beliefs of being unattractive, unwanted, or not enough. Poor judgment. Self-loathing. False beliefs that most people do not like you. One of the worst negative side effects of low self-esteem is avoidance. Avoidance is a powerful defense mechanism to dealing with situations where you might have anxiety or fear. Often it kicks into gear without your awareness. That can be really trivial everyday situations, such as going to the supermarket or answering the phone. The problem compounds because the more people fall into unconscious avoidance habits, the deeper the habits form. Ultimately, it will make you less competent and increasingly doubtful of yourself. But why waste years of your life neglecting what you want? For men, self-esteem issues are one of the last things they want to talk about. False constructs are out there about what it means to be a man. Men are expected to look muscular, be tough and emotionally unattached. But most feel they don't match up, and this breeds a culture of men keeping quiet about their feelings. As a result, many men isolate themselves because they fear their weaknesses being revealed. This is a growing issue in the modern world, now more than ever with economic pressure, pandemics, and uncertainty. Add to that all the so-called perfect lives that are portrayed on social media. It can be easy to shift the blame for your situation and say because of the way you were treated is the reason for why you are who you are. But the truth is that blame will only take you so far. At a certain point, you're going to need to step up and take responsibility for who you are. No one else will. Henry David Thoreau. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Barely been anything has been written about addressing these issues. This book sets out to help. There are distinct ways to improve confidence and self-esteem, ones that will effectively reprogram the way you think about yourself, which will ultimately enhance your self-esteem and confidence. All of that, and much more, are covered in this book. My name is Darcy Carter. I am a best-selling author of books on confidence, dating, and social skills. I'm also a singer and owner of a distribution company. My knowledge comes from real-life experience. It's tried and tested. You see, I used to be someone who was afraid to go out of the house. I let my hair grow long. I didn't buy new clothes for years. And I buried myself in work so that I didn't have to face the world out there. Neglect and avoidance caused me to miss out on valuable years of my life. Frustrated and at my breaking point, I decided to take drastic changes to my life. So I took a leap of faith and moved to another country where I was forced to take action. I had to meet new people, and I had to become better.